Welcome. I just have to share with you the most incredible experience I've had today. So this podcast is hot off the press. Yep, this is Marcy Newman, and of course I'm your host, and I had the honor and the sheer joy of joining in the Global Women's March 2018 here in Melbourne, Australia. I say honor because although the numbers were not those of the major cities in the USA or around the rest of the world, where hundreds of thousands of women marched, the group of thousands that gathered here in Melbourne was a group of women that were so dedicated, their passion so exuberant, to bring forth equality and social justice. But they also were walking for kindness. And that, of course, just lit my heart right up. Speaker after speaker shared incredible stories of successful advocacy, but also shed light, of course, where the work still needs to be done. And the chant that reverberated throughout the entire assembly, "Time's up." Our time is now. Change has to happen now. Equality has to happen now. Why the urgency, you might ask? Well, here's my take on it. As you know, and you've heard me speak of before, each and every one of us is part of a collective consciousness. That collective consciousness is made up by each and every one of us. And so, as we have any conscious thoughts that lead to choices, that lead to actions, that create attack one against another, every day, every hour, every moment that occurs, we suffer as a whole. And we don't rise to a level of understanding, a level of respect, mutual respect, unless we can raise our vibrational frequency, which of course is the raising of the collective consciousness. And so at this level that we're speaking of now, it's so imperative that we start to not just acknowledge, but truly embrace, accept that we are all created equal. And that's everywhere, in every way. There are no exceptions. And quite frankly, when you think about all of the social reforms that have taken place to give, and by the way, I almost choke when I say that word, or to write, for instance, to give women the right to vote. It's like saying, I give you the right to walk, or to marry their lovers, regardless of their gender, to work outside of the home, to be educated and to teach. All of the aspects of life that women have needed to fight for, which is so crazy. It's really quite remarkable that this question of equality is still an issue. Yet somewhere, somehow, that archaic notion that this is even tolerable manages to continue to sneak in and rob us all of the freedom to rise that we would all experience if we let go of those denser perspectives and attitudes and desire to oppress anyone. So there's this part of it, of course, from my perspective, where I see it all as an energy thing. And I think that very few people understand this, so I really want to shed some light on this. Any attempt to squelch the growth and the expansion of any soul here on this earth or any other dimension, planet, place, in all of the universes, will eventually backfire. In fact, you've seen evidence of that everywhere along the line in our history, in the history of others. But what happens is that any attempt to squelch that growth and expansion, which is the true nature of every soul, the true purpose of every soul, you might even say that there's going to be hell to pay. And so we have to remember that oppression is the antithesis of our nature. Our nature is one of inclusiveness. And so as our society is shifting at such a rapid rate in this time frame, we need to recognize that we cannot be kept imprisoned before there's a mutiny. I know that I've experienced this on a personal level. Anytime anyone tried to extend control over me, and I'm sure my parents would vouch for this, I can't help myself, but I push back. And I've seen this arise in others as well. And I've watched it in my own children. And I've watched as they have evolved into these most beautiful souls that they are, because their true nature directs them to do so. It's a force of creation. And as we grow as human beings, we also grow as beings of light, which again is also our true nature. And that's how and who we are truly meant to be. What we know about light, and when we accept ourselves as light beings, is that light simply cannot be contained. It's going to search out and find every nook and cranny, every crack that it can possibly find to shoot through, and find more of its same. More of its same energy. Energy is always seeking out other energy just like itself. It's how all of our consciousness expands. These are just the laws of nature. And as I said, it's our nature. So when we start to understand on an energetic level that expansion happens, expansion happens because it's natural. Creative life force energy is always going forwards. It never goes backwards. And so what happens when we resist that energy going forwards? We think that we can hold everything in place, but we can't. We have got to learn to let go of the resistance, let go of the obstacles that we have, to broaden our perspectives, to let the light in, and to continually let go of belief systems that are no longer serving us on a personal level, but also us on a societal level, on the level of all of humanity. So here we are at this incredible outpouring of hearts all around the world. And by the way, it wasn't just women. There were plenty of men there too. I'm so thrilled to report. But here we are, so many voices strong, all saying we want the same thing. The recognition to make choices that are for our highest good. And by the way, did you notice that I didn't say to be given those rights? I said to be recognized. That we already have them, and to simply move out of the way, to allow the exercise of those rights to continue on so that the energy that we as women, and I'm going to interject this, women of any gender, can finally deliver the energy that we came to gift this world of. You see, women have the capability, the capacity to project love of a very high caliber. and its counterpart to that which is given. Energy that is received, transformed through our ability to metabolize it, and given again and again and again, is energy that is adding to this creative life force. And so it is only in our receiving of the energy and our ability then to radiate it, to project it out, instead of it being withheld from us or from within us, that is this creative life force. So we have the yin and the yang, and it's necessary for balance, we know that. But it's also necessary for transformation and, as I said previously, for creation. So none of this energy can be withheld and none can be rejected. There must be equality in the giving and the receiving for a true partnership to be achieved. And only in true, equal partnership can we create a world in which we all thrive. And of course, we all want to live in. And so at the end of the day, no matter what rules and regulations are put in place to control, manipulate, condense, or dismiss, we still stand unbroken in solidarity and commitment to create the necessary paths for change for ourselves, our mothers, our daughters, our sisters, and for you, our dear brothers, who will finally also be free from the role of prison warden. So yes, we're here for you too, and our voices are set to release you and set you free to be. And so I would love to hear your comments, your thoughts, your feelings about what we've just talked about. And I so much look forward to our next time together. Until then, realize also, no matter what's happening in your life, you too remain unbroken.